Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, fellow star beings. I am Hercules Invictus of the Olympian Arcanate. Welcome to Hercules and the Space Gods, an ongoing Olympian initiative seeking a better understanding and increased interaction with other celestial powers. Tonight, I'm proud to bring you ET Universal Zone with Mark and Phyllis Brinkerhoff. Welcome, Phyllis and Mark. I'm honored to have you here today.
That's right. Happy New Year. Happy Earth Year, everybody.
Unmuted and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Any great things coming in your year so far?
Yes. Since you asked, Sananda came through with another message today, which was pretty spectacular. So Mark's going to read it. We didn't even have a chance to type it up yet.
It just came in and just constant nonstop for a couple hours. But it's a message of good things for 2024.
Very powerful. What I wanted to say before he starts is very simply, these messages are coming in from the 12th plane of consciousness, where your oversouls reside on these massive arcavanas.
We call it true selves, and yeah.
And Mark just goes there with his mind, you know, being able to see and to hear his oversoul speak directly to Sananda, who works with them on these highest planes of consciousness, where you're still taking, you know, more or less physical bodies. So So he's lucidly remote viewing this information. So once he starts receiving it, he's just bent over a piece of paper, writing and writing and writing and writing. So I don't
papers.
Bother.
He's got 19 handwritten pages. My gosh.
And I asked Sarah something yesterday. I said Mark's kind of like a prophet at this point, right? Because he's getting messages direct from creators, you know, the second person of the Holy Trinity. He said, well, you can call him a cosmic prophet. So here you go. I'm introducing Mark, cosmic prophet Brinkerhoff.
Funny, but cool.
But, you know,
welcome, Mark, cosmic prophet Brinkerhoff.
But thank you. It's been my whole life, though. I've predicted and seen things and years go by and then they come true, and I just ignore it. But I've had some strange ones too throughout the years where visions occurred, and like the day that Elvis Presley passed away.
But that's a different that's a different type of prophet.
Mark
is
visions.
Is a conduit for creators, for creator. The Creator's coming in with a direct message to all of his children. And interestingly enough, the way he wrote this one, he's not just speaking to us on this planet. He's speaking to all his children on all planets throughout the Omniverse. So just an interesting perspective that you'll pick up as Mark reads it. So I think you should just, it's going to take a while.
Might take 20 minutes. The crew has always said this now. They wanted me to write it down, Phyllis to write it down. So nothing is new under any sun, star, within the whole Omniverse. Everything is a repeat, or something repeats within, just generations and generations go by, but similar repeatings occur, and stories are similar throughout the Omniverse. So we got characters playing different roles, but they're throughout the Omniverse. And different souls might come into one group, right? Like a group.
I think you could also say
and
that
then come to another
every sentient
system.
Being is really every sentient being. Tell me if I remember this correctly, has a heart center and a mind center.
Yes,
so
we all do.
Because we have a heart and a mind center, so we're always emotions are always playing a part in the dramas of every life. And as you go up the ladder to the finer frequencies, you're still operating under the emotion of love, but you're not operating as much under the emotion as the things that we might operate on under here, where we're under attack all the time.
We've got something thwarting us somewhere along the way, but that's the lessons people choose too to come in with, and challenges they want or tests they want to take, but they meant. We have even the angels, the angelic beings we know, who can take any form they need, which is really cool for them. But we can do that on high planes. But on Earth right now, walking around, we can't take the form of a dog or a horse unless, I guess, you're a shapeshifter of some kind. But we'll move into those guys. But because that'll take us into the crypto lane,
don't
which I love
that.
So much.
Don't
oh, cryptozoology. So the heart center in Angelic has a heart center similar to ours in the area of the chest, if they're manifesting as a human-looking person. And on the higher planes, we have a frequency of energy there that is in that frequency right where the chakras in the heart would be and our chests. And in the area of our heads that we project, because we're actually there, we don't have a physical type brain like a human, but we do have a center there that is the action of the mind, that was the soul, your total self. And that is, people have heard me speak of the seed atom activations that we do, but that's a whole different thing. But this is awareness on the total presence of your true self within this many multiple aspected forms or focus points
so
that the Creator mentions to us.
So that's why we're saying
the
there's
omniverse.
Nothing new under the any sun, in any
under any
omniverse,
star, any sun.
Because we're all made from love. Can you start the message?
Yes.
Because I'd like you to be able to expound on it a little bit after it's done. It's because it's very deep and very powerful.
And I might have a little trouble reading it because of my bad handwriting, but I will suffer myself and I'll do it. I will tell it. Now, for everybody listening and all our friends, the Triune Creator, as according to the crew and the higher beings, your own overparts.
This isn't the message yet.
No. Just want you to know that the Infinite Creator we know in space and high realms is a Triune Infinite Creator, meaning a three distinct actions of personality of the one Infinite Creator. And we know those distinct personalities as Father, Mother, which they include as one, as an androgynous being, father, mother, mother, father. The son, which represents not a male, just a child, the other aspected form, as the one that represents Creator throughout the dimensional planes and will actually visit with us on those higher planes and other planes. That's the second, and what other people know on Earth as Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit is what we call it, the Spirit of Creator. And that's the third personality, which comes through as action on physical densities and with healing and things. So that's how they describe the Infinite Creator to other space people out there. That's how they know the Creator. There are not a bunch of creators. There's just one Infinite Creator, but us as souls, us as souls and over parts or over true selves, we are creative beings too, but we're not Creator. Okay, so we can create things, we can create a spaceship, we can actually make ourselves look like a flying horse. We could do things like that. We can do other things too. Anything you think you can make in front of you and create. But we're not creating anything that has not already been manifested through the form and the thought and the beingness of the Infinite Creator. We cannot come up with anything original. That's what I'm saying. And you can test it with yourself, because I tried this as a kid and tried it, that's okay. So here we go. Today I was asking, I prayed, I guess I was praying for about an hour or more.
Yeah, at least.
And I do a whole thing, but I basically lay down, but I do a whole manifesting, talking and praising and praying. So I wait for Sananda to come to me, and then I connect on the 12th plane. I go to my over part, my true self part, which is we call an oversoul, or we call it true aspected form. And then I walk into my aspect form on that high plane. And now I see through my eyes on that plane. I sit down on a chair, whatever we're doing, and I see Sananda, who's creator's aspect, coming to us.
Here.
And then I see him within my third eye area of your head when you close your eyes. But then what happens for me is I'm not just seeing him with my closed eyes closed as a golden being of light and who he is. And if you've seen his picture on my website that I pastel for him. But also if my eyes are open and I'm looking at my paperwork I'm writing, I am seeing him at the same time in front of me as I'm writing in front of my paper. But I'm still seeing him right there with me. So it's like being at two or three places at the same time. Here it goes. we didn't give this one a title, really.
No, we haven't.
But
not yet.
We'll see if there's a title for this besides 2024.
Oh, just, and just so you know, I will not be able to post a hard copy until tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll have to retype this or fix it, anything I messed up. January 5th, 2024, a message from Sananda. Today, my beloveds, I come to you and all my children with a message of love and urgency. All throughout the solar system, you will see more and more changes, including on planet Earth. The sun is also having changes within it that are going to be more enhanced due to interior processes that have been happening more and more throughout the centuries. Now, I may have read that a little oddly because I have types and dots that don't make sense sometimes. So here is that sentence again. I'm seeing it. I said it wrong somehow. All throughout the solar system, you will see more and more changes, including on planet Earth, period. The sun is also having changes within it that are going to become more enhanced due to interior processes that have been happening more and more throughout the centuries. Scientists on Earth are noticing the changes, and I am trying to give my children a heads up now, for the planet Earth will have signs appearing for my children to see, witness, and gain understanding of the many ways the Infinite Creator will attempt to get the attention of the people, our children, on the planet. The signs are to be seen in the oceans, the waters, on the earth, the sky above, and the interior forces within the planet Earth. Basically, nature will be showing many signs and even wonders for people to contemplate. Throughout these coming events on the earth, we, Creator, and that's when I always put in parentheses because he means Father, Mother, Son, and Holy Spirit, Triune Creator. We, Creator, wish for all our children to not be in fear, but to know we are with you all during any times of stress, planetary changes, and also energetic changes within solar and the galactic spaces. He means dimensions and planes when he says spaces like that, and galactic spaces, and local systems, meaning other solar systems within our galaxy. Always lift your face upwards and declare with your heart, mind, body, spirit, and soul the promises of Yahweh, your infinite creator, with your audible voice and whispers. Sing or speak out your love and trust in Creator, who is your hope, salvation, life, truth, and unlimited healer and provider during any troubles caused by fallen and trickster angels and souls. Remember, tricksters are souls too sometimes. Call out to me, and I will come to you to comfort, heal, cherish, protect, and uplift you always. I will guide you on your path and in the ways Creator has given to me to help our beloved children. Understand also that I am not just speaking for my children on earth, but when needed, I speak this way for all my children throughout the galaxies and total omniverse. No matter what planes, levels, or densities within them, a soul or focus point, which is an aspect, is located, I am with them all, always and forever. Trust in me and hear me now, my children. Not every soul or aspect within the physical dense planes can hear me when I am calling. Many souls are manipulated by lower entities of fallen angels and negative souls who are trapped within lower levels and dimensions, where they are also being manipulated by other lower fallen beings. They are being tricked to trick my children into doing, saying, or believing false information. We know, which he means Triune Creator, we know the fallen beings and angels are manipulating and causing distractions all the time to try to discourage, annoy, anger, and manipulate the children from calling out for help from Creator. The fallen do not want the children to know we are here always for all our children, including all angels, souls, and all those children who have forgotten or have been told false information about Creator. To all the confused, discouraged, lonely souls, or fallen angels and trickster entities, and souls who feel forgotten or are unloved, hear me now. I am who I am, your one infinite Creator, Yahweh. I love you all and cherish every one of you. You have always been loved, and you have never been forgotten or abandoned. I am here for you now and forever. I just wait for you to call to me, and I will rescue you. Call to me, my beloveds, in your mind, soul, angelic bodies. That's the angels, when he calls to the angels, angelic body, heart, spirit, and all focus points or aspected body forms. All, anywhere in the omniverse. He says, I'm sorry, there you go, in body forms. See, I have typos, sorry about that. Call anywhere in the omniverse to me, and I will come to you. When you call to me, Triune Creator, know, believe, and trust in your mind, body, spirit, soul, and heart that I am there already with you, and the scales will fall from your eyes and spiritual eyes, and you will see the truth. I have never left you. He says, I've never left you. To my children of angelic form and beauty, who may have forgotten or have been manipulated to wander off their true path or calling, it is the same for you, my children. Come to me and call me in your mind, heart, spirit, and glorified form for truth to come to you and all false and confused messages you heard throughout the original creation and after will disappear. And only truth will again be in your beingness. Through my name only will you come home to me, my children. All my children, call on my name in any and all forms you have known in your hearts and heard with your ears. Call now, my children, and truly allow the truth to set you free. My beautiful children, hear now the names that call out to me. I have many different names, true, throughout the omniverse, but only the names I mention here are to be used at this time on Earth and in the surrounding planes. Levels, I'm turning a page, guys, frequencies and dimensions in the spaces within the spaces of this galaxy, solar system, and spaces of galaxies and surrounding areas of your galaxy now. My children, recall and remember all I say now. You all have known me since creation and after in the creations of the planes of multiple levels, on through to the lower densities of creation, where those of my children who rebelled and had false ideas given to them about me as your infinite creator were sent to stay until they could rethink their decisions. Many have asked for forgiveness and came home to me. I wait for all my children to call out to me for help and to be forgiven of their false ideas, and they ask to be forgiven of anything they did, said, or thought to another angel or soul that caused that angel or soul to be confused and forget me in any way. Remember, souls are also animals too. I'm just adding that in because he wanted me to. Angels and souls have free will to believe or not, to ask for help or not. And I will be with them, and at the same time, hold on, I've got a stuck page, everybody. Okay. At the same time, stand aside for the individual to be themselves and say false information or do hurtful or painful things to my children. Many angels and souls who adore and love Creator pray and speak words of light, love, encouragement, and hope to all of creation, so the angels and souls who have forgotten or have been manipulated can call out for help and come home to the higher heavenly planes within all the omniverse. My children, call on Infinite Creator in all your heart, mind, body, spirit, and soul. And all angels, do the same in your glorified body forms and say my name, Yahweh, which means breath of life. Breath, breathe in, Yah, and exhale, Weh. So you're breathing like, Weh. So the baby breathes, when it takes its first breath. Yes, you can breathe, my children, when you are on different planes and levels and dimensions. You can call out to me in your mind, too. In space, beyond, and around Earth, you can call Yahweh, or the abbreviation you would see, YHWH. You can also use his other names, Yahoshua, which means Yahweh saves. Yeshua, which means Yahweh will save. Jesus, which means Yahoshua in Greek. And Sananda, which is his space name that I know him as. Adonai, as the creative name of the infinite creator, as a threefold creator. I am who I am that I am. I am, that's the other name, I am. Father, mother, creator. Mother, father, creator. That's the androgynous reflection of creator. My Lord and creator. Lord means Yahweh. They substituted YHWH for LORD so they could hide the name. And Elohim, which is a plural of the infinite creator, again, threefold creator, as plural. Elohim, if it was one it was would be do Aloha, Aloha. They said pronounce it Iyah Elohim. It's not pronounced Elohim. It's Iyah Elohim. Elohim. Infinite Triune Creator, you can also use. So when you're calling out, you call those names out in that way. You can speak my name audibly or within your mind as you call to me. Because you might be out of body. You might be somewhere, and you might be calling because something's harassing you. And you might not have the words to form. A creature could be, a being, let's say, could be scaring you and hold your mouth. But you just scream out in your mind. Just scream it out in your body and soul. And he will come. Everything I say, I've tested. If you call to me in names that are old false gods or fallen angelic names given in Earth's past to my children, I will not come to you. Please use the names I have given you. When your heart is true, I will come to you. So if you're calling out in all heart and all truth, and you're calling, help me, God, help me. If there's a God, help me. He will come to you. Because you have no other, any gods you don't believe, you don't know about. Maybe you don't have any belief system. But if you're scared and you call out and you have a near-death experience and you do call out, he says he will show up. It'll look like Yehoshua or look like Sananda. I will not come to you, he says. Okay, please use the names I have given you. When your heart is true, I will come to you. Cleanse and let go of ancient teachings that are not of the light, love, and goodness of Creator. If a teaching promotes power over another soul in any way, it is not of Creator, but a false or deceptive teaching. The lower beings and fallen angels like to trick souls into believing that they are gods or angels. They want, you know, believe the soul to believe that they are a god or an angel, or that is a way they try to manipulate my children into thinking or believing they are better than others, or to make a soul believe they are creator. Those are false teachings and are not of truth. Angels are not souls, and souls are not angels. Angels cannot be born in bodies, but they can come to help people and appear in a body to help a soul when needed. Many miracles occur when angels appear in human or animal form to rescue a soul when the soul calls out to Creator for help. The angel completes the mission he or she was sent or given permission to do for the soul, and then soon after will disappear after the mission was accomplished. Many times Creator will send an angel or ask a guardian angel to help a soul because the soul had set up before they were born to work with Creator on a mission. So a miraculous rescue may happen before people or family even know to pray for help. An example may be a baby safely rescued in a bush after a tornado tore a home apart. That baby was That baby was divinely protected from all harm by my command. I know this is a lot to hear, my beloved children, and some may go against the treasured belief system many hold close to their hearts. But time is getting closer to changes coming to the earth and this solar system. Try to open your minds and hearts to what I have said and test me. Truly, in love, reverence, devotion, and humbleness, call to me and ask me to come to you. Before asking anything, first give thanks and praise Creator for all you have had, have now, and will have in your life and in creation. Repent, which means to him clear karma. He means that, you know, let go. Ask for forgiveness of anything you may have thought, said, or done to another soul as well as animals that may or did hurt them in any way. Ask Creator, Yahweh, to forgive you and ask for healing grace to be sent to you to help you in your body, mind, soul, and spirit. Praise Creator daily and pray for all people, animals, and life forms on earth and throughout the omniverse. For protection against all dark and negative influences and fallen angels, pray and ask for my mystical holy blood to pour down over you from the crown of your heads to the soles of your feet. Ask me to cleanse, detox, purify, heal, and protect you always. In Yehoshua Christ's holy name, or you could say Jesus Christ, holy name, or Yahweh, Yeshua, holy name. And to fill and cleanse your body, soul, and energy field of all forms of negative influences. Old, past, lifetime contracts with fallen beings, or ancient curses put on you or your family in past lifetimes by other souls. That means people getting into contracts with negative and fallen beings, or people playing with fallen beings. All can be cleansed and dissipated through my covenant of blood on the earth and by knowing and trusting in me and in Creator who sent me to earth 2,000 plus years ago. My name in any way spoken casts demons and negative influencers, tricksters, and manipulators away from you and your aura and home, etc., like your car, etc., when you call on me. You can say, in the name of Yehoshua Christ, or Yeshua Christ, or Jesus Christ, come to me now and cleanse and protect me now with your holy mystical blood. Amen. Speak like that, and I will come to you and protect you, even when you speak out in your lucid or deep dream states. Your subconscious remembers, and you can embed my name for you to call upon when you feel you are in danger or in a situation where you feel you need to be rescued. That is in lucid real-life situations, or even in deep sleep or out-of-body experiences where you feel you are being harassed or chased by negative or scary entities. He knows people have a lot of scary dreams, so he used that word scary, so we get the message. All things scary. Call on me. Sananda Christ. You can say Jesus Christ, Yehoshua Christ, Yeshua Christ. Anytime. And trust. Believe. And ask Creator for what you need in my name, and I will hear you. Remember, miracles can happen anytime. Many souls choose before coming to the earth for experiences to help them remember Creator or to help them get on a path to learn through challenges and tests they set up before coming to be born on the earth. Ask for Creator to help you in any way, but also say, quote, my dear infinite Creator, I am asking for this, and he leaves a blank spot for me to say, for everybody to put in what you're asking for, family, friend, you, pets, asking for blank to happen in my life now, but I know it is always your will and not mine, that what I am asking for to come to me in your son's holy name. You can say, he says, like, Jesus, Yahushua Christ, you can and say that. And I trust in you always, and I love you forever. Then I know you know what is right for me at your proper timing. Thank you for hearing my prayer or my petition. I love you forever, Yahweh, and I trust in you and Yahushua, or Jesus. Amen. These are ways he's asking to say a prayer, and you'll be protected when you're saying it, too, because you're saying the name. Pray like that, and be patient, because Creator's timing is not a soul's earthly timing. Trust, be patient, and Creator comes to all souls who ask in love, humbleness, reverence, and devotion. Creator loves you, all my children, unceasingly throughout all creation. Infinite Creator knows all the children throughout creation in the omniverse. He wanted us to think of that. Infinite Creator knows all the children. You know what that means? That means microbes, germs, insects, everything on all planet systems everywhere. So he knows all the children, and angels too, everybody, throughout creation in the omniverse. My children, remember and know that, remember my children, okay, my children, remember and know not one of you are ever forsaken, abandoned, forgotten, or unloved, ever. No, never. My love embraces and surrounds you always. I am in love with you all. And my love never lets go of you. I am yours, and you are mine forever. I choke up because I can see his face again when he said that to me. And he's pleading. He's really like loving us, and he's saying, I love you forever. I am not ever without you in my mind. Walk with me. Talk with me. Share your hopes and dreams with me as Creator, and watch what we can do together on this world and throughout creation. Do you, my children, want to work with me so that I may work with and through you to help you accomplish your dreams? I can, if it is for the good to help souls. And, oops, turning a page, everyone, it is for the souls and others throughout the omniverse. All is possible, and my children, on the high planes within cosmic heavenly planes and dimensions throughout the omniverse, we work together for the love, light, joy of Creator and all the children. Please, my beloved children, reflect and contemplate on all I have said in this message. Many souls desire much, but they give little to their fellow brothers and sisters' souls. On the physical, dense first plane, where souls come to be born on planets or in massive home spaceships, many come with shielded or veiled memories or partial memories of past lives, or are allowed to come through with them in their new chosen body forms. There are ways for souls to recall their past lives or times on other planets or planes and levels throughout space. If past information is needed for a soul to have access to, it will be allowed to come through to help them in the life they are living at the time. I am mentioning that information because some of my children have wondered why they do not recall past memories. Your complete or true self remembers, but during a life where an aspect or a focus point, meaning like people on Earth like us, we're all aspected forms, has come to a planet, the past may not help the soul in their new body, and also the true self or the over-self may want all new experiences to be registered as new to the soul, the aspect, the little soul. That way the soul tries to come up with new ideas or ways to learn about a subject they are interested in, or to see in a new perspective an idea they may have had in a past life but did not completely get an answer to. In these ways, you, my children, can ask Infinite Creator, Betrayan Creator, to help you with new ideas or gain more information about a desired subject, invention, or more. Remember, ask Creator in love, humbleness, reverence, and devotion for what you are believing in or contemplating, and ask for direction, guidance, help, wisdom, hope, encouragement, and with Creator's love and strength to help you accomplish all or anything Creator sees as beneficial to souls, and ask for Creator's will to be with your will too, so you can help others, and for all creation to be helped in any way as well. That's a long sentence, but I knew where he was going. The fallen negative angels and beings like to thwart the goodness souls like to send to others or do for others. That is why you ask for the will of Creator to guide you in your ways. It is to surrender to Creator and listen within your heart, mind, and spirit. The desires you have to match up with the desires of Creator's will for you to accomplish great things through the love of Creator. Ask, quote, "Thy will not mine be done always, my dear Infinite Creator, for all good you see to come to me and all the earth and omniverse. I pray and ask this through your Son, Yehoshua, or Jesus Christ, holy name. Amen." You may also say, quote, "My dear Infinite Creator," which is like loving Father, Mother, Mother, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and Betrayan Creator. "My dear Infinite Creator, may your divine will move throughout the omniverse and throughout all creation through the power of your holy word and by the holy presence of the mystical holy blood of your Son, Sananda, Jesus Christ, Yehoshua." Remember, he only does this on the physical dense levels, when he has the blood that is used to thwart everything. So he's saying, presence of the mystical holy blood of your Son, Yehoshua, Sananda, Christ, that has been poured throughout all the omniverse and within all creation for all the children, which are souls and angels, to be protected, healed, loved, saved, and cleansed for all eternity. Be done and accomplished now and forever in your holy name, Yahweh, and through your Son's holy name, Sananda, Christ, Yahushua, Christ, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. So he gives you the names. I have to write the names down just so you can say one name or the other. You could say Sananda Christ, Yahushua Christ. The idea is you say Christ because he is the Christ. There is no other Christ. So there is no, you know, Christ consciousness is a whole false idea of what they meant to say. Be as, you know, think like, what would Jesus do? What would he do? That's the Christ consciousness. But that's not a Christ. It's not a title, and it's not a office. It's not that. It's his, who he is. He is the Christ, the one and only throughout the omniverse, who rescues and saves all the children when they get into areas where they can't understand it. "My children, we love you now and forever. Pray in ways I have given you here and now, and watch what happens. The Infinite Creator's glory, loving energy, is here on the earth now, and to draw the glory towards you is by praising Creator daily. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Spirit." You say Father, Mother, Son, and Holy Spirit. "And glory, energy, focuses towards you through power and action of Holy Spirit. Miraculous energy comes to direct, heal, and bring the holy presence of Creator to come towards the children, or to you, my children." It comes to all the earth and the children, or it comes to you, who is his children, of course. "Trust, believe, have faith, and do not doubt the power of your beloved Creator. There is no other than Creator, Yahweh. And all is seen, known, and heard by Creator. Nothing is hidden from Creator. We know all in the omniverse. Praise Creator daily and love all souls and life as you love yourself. Creator, we love you. He's saying that the Creator, Infinite Creator, we love you forever. And embed that in your soul. You are a child of the Most High, Everlasting, Eternal, Infinite Creator, Yahweh. And we are with you always in life and soul forever. My angelic children know this too, and we love you all unceasingly for all eternity. Have a glorious new year in 2024, and for all eternity, my children, with the Creator, you all can and will accomplish more in 2024. Peace be with you all, and my peace I give to you all for eternity. I love you, Sananda. All right, it was a little bit of a struggle with my typo reading, but my scribble,
yeah,
but I did it.
It's amazing you could read it. I'm sure a lot of people are thinking, what are the changes? I think before we go to that, I think I feel that the primary message, there's a lot of messages in this message, but the primary message that he seems to be asking us to really communicate is the idea of a personal
relationship. Right.
And I think that's...
Yep, we talked about that today. Yes, exactly. He was saying that to me when we were talking today,
mm-hmm.
but he wanted us to bring that up. I think he said it before. He's talked about it before.
The only way that it can get initiated is when people ask from their truth.
Mm-hmm. Your internal truth.
Can I have a personal relationship with you? Can
yes.
I realize that you hear every single thought that I think?
Yes.
Can you help me when I need help? I mean, you know, the personal relationship is about as deep as it can be.
That's why he keeps on saying, we love you all. He keeps saying that to let you know, Creator knows us all. Mother, Father, Father, Mother, Creator knows every single thing about us. And many people maybe get embarrassed or confused or are afraid to confess to their thoughts and desires or whatever they've been doing or things they've done. But he's trying to let everyone know. We already know what you think and thought and did or think of doing. We already know before you think. But he doesn't want that to be the thing that stops the children, all of us, from coming to him or Creator to ask for anything we need or want. But also the idea of praise. Remember, they said we don't need, Creator doesn't need your praise.
Yeah, we want to clarify that.
Yeah.
Creator does not need our praise. We need to praise to get the
attention,
to get
focus,
pure
yep.
energy going between us and the Creator. Because how many people that you know will say, oh, I praise Creator today. You know, I went for a long, many years with, not really praising. I don't know if a lot of people want to admit that, but I'll
No, they
it.
Do. No, sometimes you're just saying, I thank, what a beautiful day.
But I had the same misconception that, well, why would the Creator need my praise? And it wasn't the Creator that needed my praise, but it was like saying to your father, mother, I love you, Mommy, Daddy. And, thank you for giving me everything that I need to, exist in this and the potential for extraordinary of spiritual evolution and what have you. It sets up an extremely high energy. It's about as high an energy as you can get until the Creator responds with its energy.
Right. And that's what we're trying to help people see and understand. We have some... Well, things we've invented or created to represent that with pastels and pictures or online things we created for our shows that we do, lectures. But I've seen it in the energy field of the aura when people have done it, when we praise, when we have gatherings, And when we've done it in somebody's house, even so, the Holy Spirit energy came through. Mm-hmm. So it came through all of us three times. And everybody felt the blissful, euphoric love of the infinite creator. So it's praise. And that's that was also one of the first symbol I got from space when I got them in 2014. The first one was praise of the infinite creator, praise Yahweh, praise creator. That was the first symbol.
And the crew said
that is the first symbol.
It took us many years to realize how important that was.
You know, we practiced it.
But, you know, to realize that the first omniversal symbol that ever came in was the symbol of praise.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it seems like just a simple random thing, but it was completely intentional.
Yeah, and an interesting thing happened to one of our friends during the first years, 2014, whatever that was, 2014. He said he went home and he drew that praise symbol on his wall. And he went to work the next day, and when he came home, his lights were out, right? But he saw glow in the area of his bed where he put that. And he wondered, did I leave a nightlight or something? So he went over to check, and there was nothing there. But when he stood back, he realized it was the symbol he drew on the wall that was glowing. Now, think of that and contemplate it. I've seen it myself here in our house out of body. I've seen them where I drew them, and they're glowing. They are the essence of frequency of Creator's essence and energy. So what are we saying? These are life energy frequency of the Infinite One, who's, we called it like a shorthand of Creator's infinite wisdom. I don't know what to call these images that I saw on the ships that we see in these high levels of planes.
It's sacred shorthand,
sacred,
really.
Yeah, it's
sacred
like, it's language, but it's...
Which is language.
And it comes through as a sign. In the ships, it brings, we see them on the walls go by, and I'll explain it another time, but we see them and it brings energy to the ship as well as forms, it keeps the ship's form. These are high 12th, 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th planes of light and energy. These ships are manifested with the beings ourselves. We manifest with them. See, that's what we create on high planes, along with the infinite creator. We create what we think, and if it matches with will of Creator, which is home for us on those high planes, our over parts, our pure selves. These are like homes. There are many mansions in the Father's house.
They are home.
So I'll go into another time. I know it's getting a little bit late, so let's contemplate what we were talking about again, about the presence and how Creator wants to be personal with us, all of us.
But it cannot override our
free
will. And this is a point that I think is missed in a lot of people's minds. They say, well, why doesn't Creator come to me?
No, waits for us to call to that. Same with the space people, the ones I've always talked to and met since I was a kid and out of body with them. They said, we observe and we watch, because that's been part of my mission. And other times visiting this planet, we observed and watched and come through at the right moments that were allowed. But we wait for a soul or a child, person, to reach up or call up telepathically or speak out loud. Is there somebody up there? Whatever a person is saying. And then it gives us free will energy to come to them in some way that we can give them a sign, even if it's a spaceship showing up in the sky above you in a field, going up and down for yes and back and forth for no, and you're thinking, are you from space? Yes. Are you of Earth? No. Whatever you want to say. Are you green? No. Things like that.
Okay. Let's.
That's how they communicate
to
start.
That's a lot of fun, but I'd like to go back to the primary primary ideas and aspects here, which are personal relationship, but also asking to operate under divine will.
Mm-hmm.
You see, this is where I think a lot of people never think to do that. Obviously, many all scientists never think to do that. They just want to do what they can do because they can do it, whether it is wise or not. And so if we're not operating under divine will in all the aspects of our life, we can, we can get influenced.
Yeah, do you think that the divine infinite or manifest or incredible creator, our mother, father, mother, creator, wants microbial type of little tiny parasitic things that are manufactured by humans on planet Earth, and maybe some other beings from somewhere else, to be like little tiny robots in your blood system and into your cells? No, that's not the divine creator's will. That's Earth, that's man or human or whatever, creation,
which goes against
to hurt us.
Let's also remember, and this is another huge concept that I'm really trying to figure out how to communicate accurately, and that's the influence that's going on constantly. There's influences from forces of negativity which want to confound things and mess things up, and they may not even seem to appear like they're negative. They may seem to appear something else. But like Sananda said in the first part of this message, he said, you can usually determine whether something is from us, meaning the triune creator, by whether or not there's any ego involved.
Yeah, that's true. If it's power over another in any way or thought, or I'm better than you, and then you are better than somebody else, whatever it is, that is not of the divine. That's not how we think on the high planes either. No one's better than anyone, but we all love each other, and we all see ourselves as a part of each other, like
brothers,
we all think
brothers,
you know,
and
sisters, brothers, like that.
With all different, unique personalities.
Yeah, and you remember, they even say, even in space, they go, well, you could say we're all brothers and sisters. Yeah, we all love each other, sure. And you saw each other and you recognized your friends from another time, place, or galaxy. Yeah, it doesn't mean everybody totally is in love with each other, you know, like here on Earth.
Okay, but all right.
But you love.
We forgot to clarify that we're talking about the high planes. We're not talking about first level.
No, I'm not talking about here.
But you have to declare.
Planes over the 11th and 10th and 12th
right.
dimensional planes, high planes.
On the highest planes where our oversouls are living and working and all of that.
Yeah.
Playing most of the time.
But you do have a loving energy that's there with you and all the other children you meet, all the people, souls. And it is a brother or sister love that is love, really, like you have for your brothers and sisters.
With
your
no agenda.
Own Earth brother and sister.
So one of the things I wanted to mention.
And family.
Is that we're working on, because we decided to do the Sananda's messages first as a book, I'm also putting in four omniversal symbols into that book, which I think are extraordinarily important. We've got a few minutes left.
Yep.
And so we're working on that. So we're we'll put in a very brief
outliner overview of the plane.
Of the planes
and levels.
And the levels.
Just a little.
Just so people
just
can get an idea of what the heck we're talking about sometimes.
And illustrations. And
pictures. And illustrations to go with it, and his messages. And also what I think we're going to also include in that is some biblical text where we think certain things have been mentioned, like we found reincarnation
many times
in the Bible, even though things had been taken out to control the population.
Now I'm going to clarify something. I've done it a couple of times in my past on planet Earth, even 20, 30, 50 years ago, it feels like. There are times where I said things about the Bible that are not exactly accurate because in my travels and in my studies, I was upset just like all the other people are when they get upset about how man treats women and the Old Testament and all that stuff. Remembering Creator, I realized, no, the whole book is an alchemical manifested divine plan of truth and prophecy. And all the prophecies have come true about Yehoshua that were predicted, which makes it incredible.
And they
but there's
this,
other things, too.
And also, they do this everywhere in the universe.
The omniverse.
On the omniverse, on low-level. On
low-level dense planes.
On the first level
right.
where you have souls just learning.
Yeah, so there are books written or things written or whatever they want to say is written. And they'll be mimicked in a similar way. I don't want to say mimic even, but written in a similar way where similar truths are there throughout. So this holy book that we have on planet Earth is an actual written manifestation of Creator where it's written in it. Then there's man sometimes gets manipulated a little bit, and they put in some of the things that they want to say, but they didn't know it. They were being tricked or manipulated. So Creator knows that. But the majority of the book is based on truth, prophecies, and things that are to come and lessons on how to do things too. But just have to read it and read within it and read deep.
And Mark is really one of the greatest interpreters of,
He taught me, yeah. Meaning, you know, Yehoshua, taught me how to read the Bible. And I'm telling everybody, do it this way. You read it in three ways, he said, through mind, body, and spirit. And actually read any book that way, any book, to get deeper meaning and deeper hidden messages or something's in there, like a hidden idea. Doesn't mean it's a message. It might be a thought wave that came with the writing. And since many of these books have been interpreted again and again from the original language, different meanings are now still there. But ask, pray in that way, read it in that way, and you'll hear other hidden meanings that were maybe misinterpreted and taken out.
But the basics are still in there.
Oh, yeah.
And it's
the
same throughout the omniverse, the universes. The similar material, if we get it, and we started reading,
right.
We'd go, oh, the names have changed, but the ideas will stay the same.
And that's why he said many times, nothing is new under the suns, all the suns. So to get in touch with us, you can use our email, which is Mark, M-A-R-C, Brinkerhoff, B-R-I-N-K-E-R-H-O-F-F, at yahoo.com. It's on the websites, intergalacticmission.com, etuniversalzone.com. And there you could see shows and things we've done or interviews. On the website, intergalacticmission.com, you can see actual photographs and other older photographs in the 1970s that were documented, and drawings and illustrations.
When he says photographs, he means
of UFOs.
Of UFOs.
Sorry about that.
Or
UFOs.
UAPs, or whatever you want to call
whatever
them
we call them today.
We're not that interested in UFOs anymore because, really, half of or most of them
are Earth.
Could either be Earth or drones. So.
I do get UFOs sent to me by friends, and my friend Patty sent me one the other day, and yes, that was a real one, Patty. And they appeared or materialized in her frame, when she took two shots. One appeared in one frame. So are there is markbrinkhoff.com. That's my art site.
Remember, Mark does do spiritual consultations, and he'll speak with your angels and oversouls on any matters of importance.
Or past life info, whatever you need, as well as pets and friends and family.
And that's about it.
I think
for
that's
today.
About it for the gang here.
And I'll try to get that up. We'll have to work on it all day tomorrow to get it into a written form. So, you know, it's all ready to go. But at least you can hear it spoken tonight.
Yes, yes. And as you know, the symbol, whatever the link is that you found on our website Facebook page, it's also the replay. So you just click on it and you can listen to the show again and again. And that ET Universal Zone Fuel is already posted in there under the shows.
Archives. Yeah.
Your shows to be called Messages from Sananda? So this would be Messages from Sananda 1 or 2. I know you've channeled messages or reread messages from Sananda in previous episodes.
No, we never actually have reread any messages.
Oh, no, I didn't. But
I forget how many we've received.
Yeah.
But it's very interesting.
Yeah, it's the book will be called, for now, Messages from Sananda.
Lucidly Remote Viewed by
Mark
Brinkhoff.
That's it. But I don't channel. I just listen or watch him talk to me and listen to him talk to me. And I'm writing down everything like dictation. So that's my clock in the background telling us it's 10 o'clock with my bird.
I think we ran out of time.
Happy New Year. And I look forward to our next conversation. Be well, my friend.
Thank you, brother. We love you.
God bless everybody.
God bless you all.
We love you too. And thanks to our wonderful listeners. Whether you clicked on a link and found yourself here, whether you called and you waited in our queue, or you're going to check us out on demand. Until next time, this is us wishing you joyous journeys and amazing adventures. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.